business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with, and I was going to say Tony Bush. Tony's off this weekend. We put him out on assignment. He's out enjoying the, there I go. Now I can hear out through my headphones. But we are talking business. If you've been listening to the show, we've been on the air, pretty close to 10 years now with this show. And we're going to keep doing it until we get it right. We talk business every Saturday morning. We are part of both Tony and myself are SCORE counselors. And we actually volunteer with the SCORE chapter. And we do the show in conjunction with the local SCORE chapter here in the Fox Valley, which is an organization that's been around for some 25 or 30 years in the Valley and actually do one-on-one free mentoring to small business people, whether you be in a startup phase or whether you be in an ongoing phase or a mature phase of business. Regardless of where you're at, you can come into SCORE any day. You can go to our website, scorefoxcities.com, and actually fill out a very short, very brief little form, and then email it over to us, and somebody from the chapter will give you a call to set up a mentoring. We call it mentoring now, not counseling. We changed that. There's been a new logo and a new look for the SCORE organization. But it's headquartered in Washington, D.C., been around for 40-plus years, and some 13,000 individuals across the country that volunteer their time and efforts to work with small business people. And really do it because they want to give back to the community. Many of them are successful small business entrepreneurs themselves. And not because they're at the end of their career, but because they really feel that giving back to the community is worthwhile and it helps other business people, helps them get started. So we will be talking this morning business right here on the radio. Biz Talk is a business talk show. And we're brought to you by a group of sponsors. Associated Bank is probably our anchor sponsor. We've been with Associated for probably close to 7 years now. And one of our sponsors is an accounting firm by the name of Alberts and Haling. This morning, Kurt Haling is in the studio. And Kurt will join me in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to talk. Got a great show this morning. We'll get to that in just a moment. Another sponsor is Sawaski Law. So if you need legal advice, they're a small, excellent small business attorney, and Ertel Sawaski heads up that firm. And a new sponsor that just joined us a few weeks ago, Guidant Business Services. Mr. Gary Vaughn and his staff over there do an excellent job of counseling small business people. And one of our new sponsors is Lakeview Credit Union, and Lakeview just joined us, small business lending. And if you haven't already found the business news, you really should, because it's a great tool, a great source, resource for small business people. It's chock full of business information. The business news has been a sponsor with us for close to as long as this radio show has been on the air. So having said all that, why don't we take a short little break? And then we'll get right to our show this morning. We'll be talking biz, and I got a special announcement when we get back. So right now you're on the Business Talk Radio Network, right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077, or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we've got Kurt Healy in the studio this morning. I'm going to be joining Kurt in just a minute. A couple of quick things I did want to mention before we got into the show this morning. I'd like to give out the phone numbers in case you want to jot them down. Some folks may want to call in, and sometimes we forget to give them, but I'm going to give them out, and I'll give them out throughout the show. If you call us this morning, I've got a great book that I'd like to send you, but you got to come on the air with us. It's called Winning Ways for Life. It was written by Mao Nguyen, who is a SCORE counselor. Excellent book. And Mao is a wealth management counselor. He works, he does pro bono work for Fisk. And he's got all the proper letters behind his name. But he wrote this book and he did an excellent job. And it's kind of his life story and how he got a handle on finances over his lifetime. And I'd like to make a copy of that as a gift to you. If you give us a call here in Appleton, it's 281-1150, 281-1150 if you call us in Appleton. If you're in the Green Bay area, you can dial 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe over in Chilton, maybe in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, wherever, you can call us at 866-887-1150, and we will get you right on the air. Would like to mention that the SCORE chapter I talked about earlier is the Fox City SCORE chapter, but we're not only Fox Cities, we also have the Oshkosh and Fond du Lac areas as part of our territorial jurisdiction for SCORE. So if you're in those areas, and there's some great counselors down in Oshkosh and in Fond du Lac, so all you have to do is just go to that same website, scorefoxcities.com, and put in your request for counseling, and we will get it to you. What I did want to mention this morning is Tony Bush, my co-host, who is not with us this morning. He's up in, he's enjoying all the nice weather. He is doing a seminar this Tuesday, this Tuesday at the 17th of May, and it's through the Chamber of Commerce here in the Fox Cities. 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. is the seminar time, and it's all about cash flow. So if you're in a business, and Tony does an excellent, excellent job of presenting cash flow, and that's his whole business, is all about cash flow. Tony's got a, 30-year banking career behind him, and he's also the developer of Priora Cash Flow Manager, a great software program. But his seminar will be on cash flow. And, and it's this Tuesday, 5:17, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30. Just call the SCORE chapter in the Fox Cities at 734-7101, 734-7101, and go ahead and register for that seminar. You will not regret it. I think Kurt, my guest this morning, will bear me out on that. Tony does an excellent job. And you're going to learn something. So what's wrong with that? Okay, we got a caller on the line. Is it Irv? Eric, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay.
What are you doing up so early here?
Not that early on a Saturday. Usually I'm up at 5.
Ah, there you go. Middle of the night. So how can we help you this morning? Hello? Did I lose you? Oh, we got you, Eric.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. We had a little technical glitch, but how can we help you this morning?
Okay. My wife and I have been, kind of exploring, different options for financial planning, and we were recently approached by somebody from a company called Primerica.
Yep, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and they're offering to do like a free financial analysis and you know, kind of trying to entice us in, into being a part of the organization.
Right.
And I guess I was kind of wondering if you've ever heard of them before, or, you know, if it's a trustworthy organization, or what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I actually have heard of Primerica. And are you familiar with what they call network marketing, multi-level marketing?
Sure, yeah. My mom has been into that.
All right. Just so you understand, to the best of my knowledge, that's what Primerica is. They've been around a long time. They're a legitimate company. I'm not, I don't want to say, but it is in the involvement of recruiting other people into their program. That's what it is. They bring you in, you bring in your friend, Cousin Sally, something like that. And, yes, there are some pretty good people in there, in the organization. So, it is a legitimate company. You could probably do a little research just Googling and looking at their history, because the company has gone through a lot of changes over the years. But they've been around a while. So, Kurt, you may know something about them, too, my guest this morning. But why don't you do me a favor and come on down and make an appointment with SCORE. Come on down and sit with one of the counselors. If you want me to be in on that session, I'd be glad to do it. and let's talk about it a little bit, so you know a little bit more about what you're getting into before you jump into it.
Yeah, it sounded like the financial analysis, they kind of do like a debt analysis and cash flow diagramming and kind of figuring out where you are financially. And like Fisk, they're offering it for free, but I have a feeling that I'll be listening to more of a pitch about the company as well.
I'm afraid so. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get you, we got your address. I'm going to get you a copy of Winning Ways for Life. And it's an excellent book. It will really help you with personal finances. So I'll get you a copy of that out, and you'll enjoy it. And if you want to make an appointment with Mao Nguyen, he is the author of this book, and he's local.
He's right at the Fox Valley Chamber, huh?
Yep. He's at Fisk. That's
great.
So, okay. Thanks for the call. All right, I want to get to my guest this morning, because Kurt's been waiting patiently. Good morning. Kurt Haling is with me in the studio.
Good morning, Jim.
And you are co-owner, I want to say partner, of Albertson Haling, and have been for what, the last 10 or 11 years?
Closer to, we just got done with our 13th tax season.
13 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... It's been a while already. We've seen the wars already.
Well, last I talked to you, you were on your way out of town, I think, just to get after tax season, shortly after, to get a little rest, R&R.
Yeah, and actually I didn't get too much rest. I was actually at home with our new baby, who's going to be 3 months old tomorrow. So she was born in the middle of February, so it made it
really
busier.
Congratulations.
Season, yes.
You're new daddy.
Yes.
Oh, is that the first?
First one, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's always exciting.
Yep.
I had three times happen to me, and... You never look back and regret any of it.
Nope.
Till they become teenagers. Okay, we were talking this morning. Albertson Haling is an accounting firm. You you know, work with a lot of the small business people that we talk to here on the radio. And I know I've referred a lot of clients to you.
Yeah, and we work with everybody from the one-man shop or somebody who's just getting started to our biggest clients are maybe have 30 employees, 35 employees, and, you know, might be some of these shops that you see out in the industrial parks would be on the high side, on the big end for us. But pretty much everything in between, we run into a lot of, see a lot of the same issues coming up with all of these types of companies.
Right. Anything from a one-person operation to, what, 35, 40 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that takes in a big bite into the small business community. And the way I look at it, if we're going to fix this economy, I truly feel that the jobs that are going to come back are probably not going to be coming from the Fortune 500s because they're making a lot of money with fewer employees right now.
They figured out how to make more money with fewer employees, and what you're finding is number one, a lot of these people that got downsized are starting their own businesses, and a lot of the smaller businesses are recovering and rebuilding their infrastructure because these bigger companies are outsourcing a lot of the work that they were doing, that gives opportunities to a small business person again.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, I think if you look at the employment roster nationally, people think all the jobs are coming from the huge Fortune 500 companies, the big players, and they're really coming, most of them, from the small business.
The vast majority of them come from the small businesses, but they come 3 employees here, 5 employees there, 10 employees down the street, so you don't see these big numbers. For instance, we just heard yesterday or the day before that Pierce is laying off 100 people.
Right.
You don't see, you know, the 3 that got laid off here, the 4 that got laid off, or the companies that work with them, or anybody else that's picking up people along the
way. Right. Well, yeah, as they're laying off, their suppliers, their vendors are going to wind up probably having to let people go.
Exactly.
Or lay off. But, you know, we were talking this morning, and I think we kind of, you know, zeroed in on a real interesting area of business. You being a CPA and consulting with people, doing people's taxes, helping them out with their books and everything. And one of the areas I think that we found was there's some deficiencies out there and some lack of knowledge is pricing. Something people very seldom, when we sit down and do a mentoring session with new business people, the last thing we get to is, how are you going to price your products, your services?
And it's one of the areas that we see a lot of areas for improvement in, because of the fact that a lot of people don't understand that it's as much science as it is art. And you've got to understand, going in on the science end of it, what are your costs that you need to cover? What fixed costs are you going to have to cover month in, month out? The rent, the utilities, the phone bill, everything like that. And then the direct costs, your cost of labor, your cost of materials. And so a lot of times people just get their pricing based on what their competitors are doing.
Right. And that, and just what you described, failing to factor in all those outside costs and pricing it, that's kind of shooting from the hip on pricing, the way I look at it.
It really is, and that's where a lot of small business owners can shoot themselves in the foot. And we gave an example, you know, when we were talking outside. There was a restaurant in town that, for instance, was charging 50 cents for every cup of coffee.
Right.
And some fellas I knew were talking to them and says, the gal was complaining about, you know, not being able to make any money. I says, well, you're not going to make any money still selling coffee for 50 cents. The gal said, well, those 4 guys up at the front come in every single day and they're not going to pay more than 50 cents for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So I said, well, why don't you just charge them 50 cents, charge everybody else $1.50, or better yet, $1.95.
Which is still about $2 cheaper than Starbucks.
Exactly.
Well, I think sometimes, and the business owner themselves puts that as a low priority item.
They put it as a low priority item, but I think what happens is the sales are really what drive everything else, and so they get into this, you know, this mentality of, well, I got to be the lowest price. Well, you don't necessarily.
Right.
Or maybe you've got something that's low price. You know, grocery stores are notorious for this. They have their loss leaders in the back of the store.
Right.
And then they've got the other things that you buy, you know, right, you know, as you're passing, going past them.
We were talking about that. We've got, before we get too much further, we've got a caller on the line. I got Amy on the phone. Amy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good.
Good. You got a question for us?
I do. I'm working with DVR, and I've been disabled for a while, and I'm looking to get back into working. Now, I'm not able to do what I used to do, but I have several ideas and a couple of different directions I'd like to consider going in. So she would like me to talk with somebody from SCORE about my ideas and just kind of get a better feel for that to see whether it's something I could handle.
Absolutely. Are you looking at maybe starting your own business? Is that what it would be?
Yeah. One of the things I'm thinking of is something that's, I guess Wisconsin's a little behind the curve, but there's something called a peer support specialist.
Yeah.
And they take people that have personal experience, but I also have a professional background in the medical field.
Yeah.
And a lot of professional experience and training and stuff. So now being able to combine personal experience on top of my professional background, I just feel like I would be an excellent resource.
Amy, I'll tell you what. Let me do this. I'm going to direct you over to the SCORE office, and I'm going to give you the phone number. Have you got a pencil handy?
Yep.
All right, you can call 734-7101 to book an appointment, or just go online, go to SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, foxcities.com.
Okay.
And fill out a short little request for mentoring, request for counseling form.
Okay.
And they will put you together. I'd like you to come in and meet with a counselor because, you know, you've got some skills going on, and there's probably some things that you can convert those skills into making a business out of it, and maybe you don't even realize how valuable they are. So,
yeah, I think so. You know, I feel very confident about that.
Okay, I'm going to get you. I'm going to send you a book for giving us a call this morning. But I want you to make an appointment next week. Monday is a good day to do it.
Okay.
And just tell them that you called BizTalk and that's how you heard about us. And I thank you so much for the call.
I sure appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks, Amy. Yeah, Kurt, I you know, we were talking about pricing, and it's such an important area that we were talking about before the show. McDonald's is a good example. You know, they got the dollar menu over there. So they can afford to sell a burger for a buck. Probably they can't.
they may be able to, but they're not making what they really want to make on it.
Exactly. But it's a way to get people in. They got to do it because all the competitors are doing the buck menu. But they're going to make money. We talk about a soft drink. And I got to believe a soft drink, a carbonated beverage with some ice in a cup, probably costs about a nickel or a dime.
Somewhere in that ballpark, but they sell it for $1.95.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to buy that along with your dollar menu.
So they're still going to make profit on that transaction.
Exactly. And similar situation, in any restaurant, for instance, whether it's upper scale to a chain like a McDonald's or something like that, the sodas they make money on. For instance, if you go in and look at a menu at a Perkins, for instance, I challenge you to find the price of the soda on their menu.
They want you to think low priority on that, not let it stand out as far as...
Exactly.
But when you look at the bill, it's on there.
Correct.
And that's when you say, a cup of coffee, $1.95.
Right.
But, just like you said, you know, that's a profit center for them.
Right. And are you not going to have your cup of coffee with your breakfast or a soda with your lunch?
Right, right. That's it. That and I'm thinking service people that provide services like consultants, mentors, people in that nature of learning how to price their services.
With respect to that too, you've got to figure out what your appropriate hourly rate is to charge. You know, you're still going to have some costs with respect to your business, whether it be mileage. You're going to have an office. You're going to have office expenses. You're going to have things like that you need to cover, and then you're in business to make a profit as well. And if you're in a consulting business, a lot of that's based on an hourly rate.
Right.
So you've got to figure out, okay, how many hours a week or a month can I reasonably charge out? And a lot of people in the consulting side of things think, well, I can charge out 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 20 days out of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And practically speaking, that doesn't happen because you've got your admin time, you've got your marketing time.
Right.
You're not going to be 100% time efficient.
Right, right.
So you've got to factor that in, scale that back a little bit, and figure out, okay, how many hours am I really going to be able to charge, and what do I need to cover those costs, plus make the money that I want to be able to make doing it.
Exactly. And the time I'm spending with this client means I'm not spending with another client, so I got to get paid for it.
Right.
So.
And I've got to take some time and find the next client down the line, too.
But do you feel, you know, Kurt, that sometimes those kind of entrepreneurs, business people that undervalue their time and effort, too. Sometimes they feel, I got to be competitive or I'm going to scare away a client.
I think there's a lot of that, and that's part of the whole fear factor in selling your services, and that kind of gets in the whole marketing end of it and kind of the art of the pricing end of it as much as anything. And what a lot of times people will automatically lower their price just to avoid the confrontation with the client of, well, why do you charge so much? Well, gee, I've got this background, I've got this much experience, I've been in the industry, I've done X, Y, and Z, and the reason that you're here talking to me is because you don't have that experience.
Right, right.
Or have that service provided.
Yeah, and as a SCORE volunteer, I've run into that many times. People are going to start a business, and I don't want to downgrade an industry, but I think a lot of consultants get into what they're doing because they've been downsized out of a job. But they've got a tremendous wealth of knowledge and experience, but they don't have a job anymore. So what's the next best thing is maybe become...
And one mistake that I see that happens sometimes in that is they'll say, okay, I was making X amount at this job that was, let's say, 20 or 25 bucks an hour, so that's what I'm going to charge. But they're not factoring in, okay, that when they were making 20 or 25 bucks an hour, their employer was covering all the overhead,
was
covering the mileage, was covering their health insurance or a portion of it, and was covering, you know, for instance, their payroll taxes or their Social Security portion. Mm-hmm. So those are all things that you now need to cover.
Yeah.
So you're the 20 or 25 bucks an hour you may have been making before, in order to net that, you may need to charge out 65 or 70 or 75.
Just like the cup of coffee. You know, 50 cents for the cup of coffee doesn't factor in all the behind-the-scenes costs. You got to pay overhead to be in business. You got lights, you got rent, you got air conditioning, you got fixed things, stools, counters, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And you got to pay somebody to sweep the place up after.
Exactly, and you've got to pay somebody to be the server as well.
Okay, we're talking with Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling. We're going to get you in on this conversation this morning, but we're going to take a short break right now. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Haling set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077. Or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
Okay, we are back talking business right here in Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, talking with Kurt Haling this morning. Kurt is one of the partners, founding partners. I don't know, founding partner, but you're a partner.
Well, Jim Alberts and I are the two partners and have been since 98.
That founded the company.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So you struck out on your own as an entrepreneur at that time yourself.
Exactly. And we've, quite honestly, we've gone through some of these things ourselves. We've made mistakes along the way. And so I think that's where we can be helpful with some of these business owners is just kind of our own experience that we went through going through our startup phase.
We were talking before we took a break about pricing and how people price themselves, their products, their services. And it's an area, I think, where people can easily get lost, you know.
I think they do, and one of the challenges that I give business owners with respect to pricing is take a look at your pricing list, and just think about, okay, what if I opened up on Monday morning and I increased my prices 5 to 10% across the board?
Right.
Would my customers complain about it? Would they even notice it?
Right.
And a lot of times we have our own insecurity says that, well, I can't charge that, I can't do that. And in a lot of situations, you could do that and your customers won't notice or won't care.
Right.
And given this economy, you know, they may say, well, maybe their costs went up because of the gas prices or something like that. You know, prices, everything is going up, so I guess their price had to go up too.
Tell you a good example of that, Kurt. And you know, I do another business setting up credit card merchant accounts for people in business, and so they can swipe a MasterCard and Visa and take cards. And sometimes I'll go in looking for new business. I'll talk to a business owner, and we'll say, well, what kind of fees are you paying to the processing company right now that's doing the transactions for you? And they'll throw a number at me and think they know, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, would you mind if I did a little cost analysis on one of your merchant statements? And I'll sit down there and I'll look it over, and we'll come up with where they think they're maybe paying 1.5%, and find they're paying 4.5%, and never realized it. But what happens is, just like you said, the processing companies kind of pass along price increases in basis points, hundreds of a percent.
And you don't even notice.
You don't notice it. And over 10 years, you've been with the company for a decade, you've been gradually getting those passed along to you. And until somebody comes in and does an analysis, you don't realize, hey, I have been paying more than... I wouldn't call it overpaying, but it's just a way to pass pricing.
Paying more than you thought you were paying, and maybe having to reevaluate that end of it.
Exactly.
And that's the sort of thing, as long as you can keep providing the valuable service that you are,
right,
you know, to be able to bump the price up incrementally, there's nothing wrong with it. The customers actually expect it.
Well, in this environment, you know, we're sitting here with, what, $4 a gallon gasoline, maybe headed to $5. Who knows where that's going to stop. But all these companies that transport things or receive are going to have to pay higher fees to get products and services brought in. Because the fuel costs are higher.
And you see fuel surcharges being passed along, and you have to pass those costs along as well.
Right.
You can't try and stay, you know, flat when all your costs are increasing too. And a lot of times the complaint they hear is, well, my competitors are only charging this much, so I can't charge anything more. Well, you know, I don't think GM really cared too much about what they were charging for Cadillac Escalades as compared to the Yugo.
Right.
So, I mean, as long as you've got the value there and are at least reasonably priced, you don't necessarily need to be at the same price or lower than your competitors, as long as it's a reasonable price for the value that you're providing.
Yeah, you hit it right in the head. Is the value that goes into the what you're offering, your product or your service. If I'm hiring you as a consultant, and you can do for me what nobody else, at least that I know of, can do, and we've got a good rapport, I like the information you're bringing to me, I like what you're doing for my bottom line, aren't you worth more money?
And that's the art of it, you know, when I said it was as much art of it as it is science, that's the art of it, is being able to justify how much, you know, if there is a price differential, why is there a price differential, and why should the customer go with you instead of somebody that's strictly got a lower price?
Exactly. And I'm going to be a little suspicious of the lowball guy.
Yeah, you know, you to a certain degree, you wonder how they can do it for that price.
Most of the time they can't.
Exactly.
And there's a loss leader involved. And I just like the guy that called in this morning that feels a pitch coming from...
Or there's a hidden fee, or there's something where, oh, by the way, we ran into this problem and now it's going to cost this much instead.
Right.
Well, didn't you know that when you got into the job?
Yeah. And that's another thing. I was talking to somebody the other day that came out of a metal fabricating industry. No, company's no longer around. They went out of business. So here he is. He's taking some orders and brokering the orders out. So he took an order and he brokered it with a manufacturing company, Milwaukee area. Halfway through the job, the manufacturer calls up and says, hey, we can't do the job for what we quoted you. And we're going to bump the price by, I don't know what the percentage was. And what are you going to do about it?
Right. At that point, your product's down there, your material's down there, and it's getting work done.
Yeah. And you're going to pull the order and then go somewhere. No, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But
you're not going to take them your next order.
Right. You're at the mercy of somebody like that. We're talking business this morning. You want to give us a call? We got some time to get you on the air. Our number here in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And then if you're outside the area, it's 866-887-1150. And maybe there's people out there, I hope, that are listening about this pricing thing, because maybe saying, hey, I never looked at it that way. I never thought of it. And one of the things that's coming up, I mentioned Tony's seminar this Tuesday at 8:30 to 11:30 with the Chamber. That's a good opportunity for a business that may be a mature business that's been around but never really reviewed their pricing in many years to go to that and get a little...
And sometimes people get in those situations and say, well, gee, I'll lose this customer, that customer if I raise my prices. Right. Well, if they're that price sensitive, how much do you really need that particular customer anyway if they're going to beat you up that hard on price?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you can absorb the capacity with other customers, if you lose that customer based on price and can absorb it, sometimes you're better off without that customer.
You've heard the old adage about firing a customer, right?
Yep.
There's some customers that are so difficult, and they're only buying because of price, just like you said. So there's no loyalty. If somebody were to come along a nickel cheaper, that customer's gone. I'm going to lose them anyway. And so, you know, sometimes maybe it's good to clean house, go through the customers, that are, especially the ones that get the best deals or the lowballers, are the ones sometimes that can demand the most service.
They demand the most service. You end up bending over backwards for them, and then they end up going to somebody else when it's a nickel cheaper.
Right.
And a lot of times your staff, when they do leave, a lot of times the staff people say, well, what took so long?
Okay,
and good riddance.
I'm talking with Kurt Haling. He's the partner at Albertson Haling, a CPA. We are going to take one more short break, and we're coming back. And then Kurt's got a biz tip for us this morning. I'm going to put you on the spot, Kurt. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tell Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Haling give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back. Coming back to our last segment here on BizTalk this morning. My guest has been Kurt Haling, and Kurt is a CPA with Albertson Haling. And Kurt, why don't we give out your contact information? Because I think people would, especially people who may feel they're underpricing their product or service right now. What's that?
Our Fox Valley office is 886-2241. Green Bay is 405-8549. And our website is alberts-haling-cpas.com. alberts-haling-cpas.com.
And I can truly attest to your expertise. You've helped me through some tights, especially with a little organization called IRS.
Yeah, you get a love letter from it.
And that, and nothing can terrify. Even the FBI doesn't scare me as much as IRS. But one of the things that people, we were talking about pricing all through the show, if somebody is struggling right now, knowing that they're underpricing their product or service, it may be a good idea just to book an appointment, sit down and talk about it, let you review the situation. And you usually do a consultation time anyway.
We'll do a free initial consultation, take a look at your situation from a financial standpoint as well as the tax and accounting standpoint, give you some ideas on where you may be able to get some help and let you know where we might be able to help you as well.
Did we give out your web address, too?
The alberts-haling-cpas.com.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty helpful website, too. There's a lot of good information on there for people. What we'll do as we're coming down the stretch, Kurt, we're probably going to lean on you a little bit to give our normal biz tip out. And I think you're... probably already got one stored up.
I already mentioned it. I would challenge all the business owners out there to review their pricing and consider increasing your pricing 5 to 10% starting on Monday and see what kind of response you get. If you're selling it for $9, bump it up to $9.95, right. See what kind of difference you get.
Right. And anybody that balks about it is probably a price buyer all the way.
Yep.
And sometimes just, and we're not talking about getting rid of client. Are we coming up? Okay. We are just about out of time. So that's our show this morning. Kurt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And I will see you next Saturday morning. Tony will be back, and we'll be talking business right here on BizTalk.